Just very, very quickly, because we have the blessings. Obviously, this reading about the martyrdom of John the Baptist, Herod exemplifies all the things that really do lead to martyrdom. Unbelievable pride, unbelievable fear, and unbelievable attachment to the world. And he's got them all, and he's caught between them. And it's almost like half of him intends it and half of him doesn't intend it, but he's kind of pushed over the limit. So he does, you know, he martyrs a man who he knows to be just and God-fearing. And it's how evil works. It just kind of gets into, people, and it grows deeper and deeper until finally you get to the point where, you know, pride and fear and worldly attachment just suddenly, you know, push over the line to do something that is horrible indeed. Yet God redeems it all, as he did with St. Blaise, as he did with John the Baptist. God brings such great light and goodness out of martyrdom that produced so many new converts to the church, in complete irony, completely counter to any expectation. Instead of inducing fear, martyrdom through the grace of God produces converts and a whole new beginning of the church on the memory of this person who gave their lives for the Son of God. Amen.